Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Good morning. You're listening to What's Going On, a show about making a difference in our lives and in our communities. I'm Lorraine Ballard Morrill. Before we get started, an update on the AACR Philadelphia Marathon Weekend, November 19th through the 20th. I'm in week 3 of training for the 8K. I'm excited to support the American Association for Cancer Research, the first and largest cancer research organization in the world. Right here in Philadelphia is where it's based. I know that 88 cents out of every dollar goes to an organization responsible for funding some of the biggest breakthroughs in cancer research. To find out how you can help, go to aacr.org/runnersforresearch. And now for the program. I'm going to talk about two absolutely fabulous events coming up. One is Out and About in Manayunk, with a whole series of events highlighting the LGBTQ community. And also Gay Bingo, which is one of the most delightful ways to spend an evening with funds benefiting the AIDS Fund. These are both wonderful and for everyone. There's an extraordinary opportunity for 18 to 25-year-olds, and it's called City Year. We talk with Gerald Bundridge, Executive Director and Senior Vice President of City Year Philadelphia. But first, what can we do to help make Philadelphia a cleaner and safer city? I'm so delighted to introduce Commissioner of Streets Carlton Williams, who's going to tell us about a lot of things having to do with how we can make our city a better, cleaner, safer place. Thank you so much for joining us, Carlton.
Thank you, Lorraine. It's always a pleasure, and it's great to hear from you again.
Before we get into some of the specifics, we'll talk about recycling. We'll be talking about the fall cleanup. But I would like to discuss how important having a clean city is, because it's not only about the cosmetic aspects of it. You know, it's always nice to have clean streets, but there's a larger impact on the well-being of communities, on the safety of communities. And I wonder if you could just reflect on that a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there has been studies that shown that, you know, crime and cleanliness has a strong link. The cleaner the city is, the less crime it is in the neighborhood. And I think that's attributed basically to people who have a sense of caring and compassion for their neighborhood, and ultimately a feeling of well-being where people want to actually live and be there, and it feels safe there. I think if you look at the two biggest reasons why someone moves to a city or in a specific neighborhood, they want a safe neighborhood and they want a clean neighborhood. And I think they go hand in hand. So I think there's a strong correlation between a clean neighborhood and a safe neighborhood. It just shows that people care, they're involved, and ultimately they take pride in their community.
We are certainly much more aware of the importance of recycling and just being greener in the way that we live our lives. And I wonder if you can give us more details about how we can recycle. What is the state of recycling, and what are the best practices for us? Because I think not everybody understands exactly what we need to do in order to properly recycle.
And thank you for kind of phrasing it that way, because I think many people don't know how to recycle and what to recycle, what's recyclable and what's not. And then people usually err on the side of caution and throw it in the trash. And so we want to make sure that we educate people as best as we can to let them know what we accept and what's recyclable and what's not and what should be discarded as waste. Let me just take a moment, just talk about, you know, why recycling is important. We don't have an unlimited amount of resources to utilize, and we have to start making sure that we're manage our waste very smartly. Energy efficiency is extremely important. Making sure that we have environmental concerns in reference to greenhouse gases and how we affect our environment, how we live overall in our environment is extremely important. And so recycling at its very core is something that everyone can do and can do their part and can contribute to the future generations of our society. Some of the things that, you know, we think that are recyclable are your basic aluminum cans, plastic bottles, paper. All of those things are still recyclable. Cardboard is huge, obviously, with things like Amazon, and we deliver packages, so forth. They use a lot of recyclable cardboard. So those things are very important that we recycle and ensure that, you know, we can able to take advantage of using very limited new natural resources so that we can preserve them for future generations to use. The other things that we should also remind in terms of recycling is, you know, we went through some very challenging times due to the pandemic. Many cities shut down their recycling programs because it was just very difficult to maintain. Here in the city of Philadelphia, we stuck to the importance of it, even though it was very challenging at times, where we had to sometimes mix it with our trash just to get it off the streets. We're happy that we kept the foundation of the program going, because it's important that we continue to support the environment and that we practice good environmental habits for future generations to use.
When it comes to recycling, especially bottles and things like that, I know that what I do is I rinse everything out before I put them in the recycling bin. Is that necessary? And are there certain things that we absolutely should not recycle?
Yeah, so certainly contamination plays a big part. Your material should be placed out as clean and dry as possible. And so it shouldn't have food residue. So you want to make sure that you, like you said, you take a moment to rinse it out. If it's contained water or old sodas, make sure you pour it out first before you put it in a bin. All of those things contribute to contamination. Certainly things that you should not recycle. We don't recycle, obviously, food waste. Single-use plastics is a huge issue. Those are not recyclable. And those things are like straws and paper cups and plastic cups. Those are the things that we don't recycle at this moment, and there's no market for it. And those are the things that you hear about ending up in our waterways and damaging our ecosystems. You know, those are the things should be discarded as trash. Other items that you shouldn't recycle, obviously, is food waste. If you have a garbage disposal, we encourage you to use that. That is an effective way of not putting it into the waste stream for waste reduction and to safely discard it back into, you know, the environment. So those are the type of things that you should not recycle. Anything that, again, that is soil, that has food in it, those are the type of things that we don't recycle in our stream.
And also, there are lots of products that we have, like cleaning products, paint, and things like that. And you have special accommodations for that. You can bring your items that might have hazardous materials in them to certain locations. Is that right?
That is correct. We have, each year, we have a list in every part of the city, household hazardous waste days. And those days are for you to discard things like batteries, because we don't throw those away in the trash. Also, things like paints, certain oil-based paints, we don't throw those away because those are harmful to the environment as well. Acids, anything that has those type of acidity type of material, liquids, we don't throw those things in the trash. We take those to our household hazardous waste days. Computers, you know, many people want to throw out their old computers. We're always evolving and changing. We can bring that to our household hazardous waste event as well. So those are the type of things that we accept on those special collection days at six of our locations, and they can be found on our website at www.phila.gov/streets.
Each year we have the massive city spring cleanup. I understand that there's one coming up in the fall. Tell us more.
Yeah. So since this was our 15th year celebrating the Philly spring cleanup, and thank you, I need to thank you and iHeartRadio for always helping to promote the event. It's something that is able to become sustainable over the years. And it's something that residents want to participate in. And they've done a great job throughout those years. So we thought it would be a great idea this year, because this is our 15th year, to try a fall edition of our cleanup. And so far, we've had over 125 groups, which was very exciting for the first time doing this, that signed up for the cleanup. So that date is October 1st. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you already have bags, brooms, and gloves from our previous cleanup, we encourage you to use them. If you're a new project, please give us a call, and we'll make sure that we get you supplies and equipment, and we'll welcome you into the program as a partner that has celebrated over 15 years.
And Carlton, as we close out, is there any final message that you have for our listeners?
Yeah, so we want to encourage people to keep our city clean. We have a campaign called Keep It Clean Philly, where we go out and try to address issues like illegal dumping and loose litter I go out every Friday on our Streets Department's Facebook page. We go live and we talk to residents in the community about some of the things that you just mentioned, Lorraine. Why is it important for a clean city? How does it relate to crime? You know, what can we do to prevent illegal dumping? And so if you're interested in these programs, please contact us at the Streets Department. We have our website at phila.gov/streets, and you're able to contact and learn about these programs to get involved and clean up your neighborhood, because we have only one beautiful city and we need to maintain it and take care of it. And we ultimately need to keep it clean.
Absolutely. Carlton Williams, Commissioner of Streets for the City of Philadelphia. Thank you so much.
You're listening to What's Going On.
I have a very special place in my heart for City Year because my son, who's now a grown man, was a young hero, which is a part of City Year that existed when he was in middle school that brought middle school kids together to do community service. City Year, in fact, is really an amazing, extraordinary organization that brings young people from all around the Delaware Valley and perhaps beyond to do community service in ways that not only contribute to the community, but also contribute to their growth as leaders themselves. To tell us more about this fine organization is Daryl Bundridge, Executive Director and Senior Vice President of City Year Philadelphia. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lorraine. It is a thrill to be here with you today.
For those who don't know, tell us what City Year is.
So City Year is an education nonprofit. It is also an AmeriCorps program, which means that we're one of several organizations that meet the needs of Americans in many ways. Our focus is on education and education inequity. Our 18 to 25 year olds give a year of service in our schools, our urban schools, addressing needs that are so prevalent due to under-resourcing and other systemic issues. So we really spend our time and efforts tutoring, mentoring, and role modeling for our young students to help them realize their potential.
Not only do these young people go out and do this work that you're talking about, assisting and supporting kids in having a better quality education, but they also receive a great deal in return themselves. Tell us more about what you provide to these young people.
They do. So, of course, there are some of the fundamental benefits of the stipend that they receive. At the end of their year of service, there is an educational allowance that they receive that they can use to pay off student loans they might have or to apply towards additional education. We have a number of partnerships with colleges and universities, both local and around the country, under which they can leverage their service for tuition discounts and breaks and things of that nature. We certainly work hard to provide supports in terms of benefits during their service year, everything from emotional health to food support and utilities and things of that nature. And then we work most closely with them to inform what they want to do next and how we can support them in making those connections, preparing themselves, and really being able to leverage their experience with City Year to promote themselves for their next opportunities.
I know that many young people who've participated in City Year use it in some way as a gap year. They have graduated from high school, but they're not quite ready to go into college, or they want to have a kind of special experience, the kind of experience that City Year does provide. Tell us more about the kinds of young people that you're looking for.
Yeah, well, our young people really come from all walks of life. As you said, some have graduated high school and want to take a year before they start their next journey. Some have graduated college and want to take a year before they start their next journey. And others may have started college or started down that path and decided that for whatever reason they might need to step away and take a break. And still there are others who aren't sure what direction they might want to take, but they believe that supporting and improving communities is important to them. And so they join City Year. Whatever path they take, we work closely with them to help them develop.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Skills that are needed in the workforce that are needed will help them in pursuing their education. Everything from time management to project planning to how to get along and work with people who come from diverse backgrounds and have different opinions than yours, and much more in addition to that, to really help maximize their experience.
It also seems, and I don't know, it's just been so interesting, whenever I encounter City Year youth, they always seem to be so upbeat. It's kind of it's kind of special. You just know you've met a City Year young person because they just seem to have so much positivity. And I think that speaks to how you support these kids.
Well, thank you. And I do believe we talk about the idea of idealism. Young people can be our most idealistic people in our society. They have the energy. They have the enthusiasm. They see challenges and opportunities, and they want to roll up their sleeves and jump in and work on making those changes. And so that's what makes the idea of an 18 to 25-year-old serving with us so exciting. They have gone through many of the challenges that the third through ninth graders that we work with have experienced. But they've done it so recently that they can remember them much better than certainly I can, and share that with the young people and talking with them about how they got through them and how they might support our students in doing the same. And that's just critical both for those students, for the staff that they work with, and as you said, in the general community of building the energy and enthusiasm to support our efforts.
Now, this is City Year Philly's 25th anniversary. How are you celebrating?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's a year-long celebration, I should say. We actually started with our opening day block party, where we welcomed people to Bach in South Philly. And we're going to continue that through the year. We have their Women's Leadership Luncheon coming up. We're looking forward to celebrate in December. Our Martin Luther King Day of Service will be very special this year. And then it's going to culminate with our May 4th, 25th anniversary City Year Gala. We'll recognize some wonderful people who've helped bring us to where we are and also celebrate where we're looking to go.
If you are out there listening and you're ready to take the leap, ready for that opportunity, how do people sign up for City Year?
Well, it's as easy as going to our website, which is www.cityyear.org/Philadelphia. And as soon as you go to that site, you'll see the Apply Now button. Just hit it and we'll take it from there.
And before we close out, is there any final thing that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would just encourage anyone who knows an 18 to 25-year-old to talk with them about this opportunity and to refer them to our website. We'll happily connect them with a recruiter or currently serving AmeriCorps member to learn more about the benefits and the wonder of serving with City Year.
Wonderful. Well, my son is a living example of someone who truly benefited from his time working with City Year. It certainly gave him a lot of opportunities to give back to the community, but also to inspire him to be the leader that I think that he is today. So, yay, City Year. I love you guys. Daryl Bundridge, Executive Director and Senior Vice President of City Year Philadelphia, thank you so much for all that you do for our kids, and not only the kids at City Year, but the kids in our Philadelphia School District. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and we're looking forward to having more great AmeriCorps members be the future teachers and leaders of our great city.
I'm very excited to talk about an event that's happening in Manayunk. It's out and about, and to tell us more about it is Mark Jert. He is owner of Manayunk Chambers, chairperson of Out and About in Manayunk. Caitlin Marsili, she is events coordinator for the Manayunk Development Corporation. Thank you both for joining us. Mark, tell us about Out and About.
Hello, Lorraine. I'm very excited about Out and About. We are now in our fourth year, which is very exciting. This was my brainchild a few years back to bring diversity to Manayunk and to create a welcoming environment to LGBTQ people and all people of diversity here in Manayunk. It's the biggest year yet. We have actually 4 days of events that are taking place beginning on September 29th. We have it the first weekend in October every year as a celebration of Coming Out Day and National LGBTQ History Month. This year, we have a full lineup from a drag cabaret going on Thursday night. We have Ash Theater Company will be performing a live performance of the Laramie Project at the Fat Lady Brewing Company this year. We have once again coming back the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We actually have a double feature of that taking place on Saturday night. We have live free drag shows taking place on Saturday at a couple different locations along Main Street. And to help satisfy the need for walking up and down Main Street, we're also having a double-decker bus this year, which will be a lot of fun for people to just ride for free up and down Main Street and take advantage of all that Main Street has to offer.
Now, Main Street does have a lot to offer. I have either worked near Main Street or certainly lived in Manayunk in the past, and I've seen the street just evolve so much over time. I mean, I'm talking about the 80s when it was just parking as far as you can see, the eye can see, and two restaurants, and now it's quite the opposite. So the Manayunk Development Corporation has been doing a lot to get the street come so alive. Tell us a little bit more. You are certainly in support of Out and About and so many other events.
We're really excited for Out and About. We really want Manayunk to be a safe place, you know, that supports everyone from every community. We're excited to be bringing the double-decker bus. We're excited for all the collaboration with the different organizations, which Mark mentioned, Rocky Horror Picture Show with TMP. We've got Ash Theater Company coming. We also, on Sunday of the event, will be having Philadelphia Runner and Queer Run be hosting a 5K. And it's free, but donations will be going towards the Trevor Project. So Manayunk Development Corporation as a whole, we're just really excited to be able to collaborate with all these different organizations to put on this event.
Mark, this is the biggest one you've had yet. You've got so many events that cover the whole spectrum, whether you want to exercise, do the 5K, or just have a great time. If people want to know the full schedule of events, how do they find out more?
You can get the schedule of events on manayunk.com. You just click on events and the drop down will show you Out and About. It'll have a full schedule of events. I also like to mention that all parts of our proceeds are going to Morris Home, which is an LGBTQ youth home for those who are struggling with addiction and issues such as that. This is the most vital part to me as part of this, along with having the fun with the drag queens and Rocky Horror and all that goes with it.
Absolutely. So we can party with a purpose. Caitlin, if people want to know more about all the events that happen throughout the year, how do they find out more about that?
Also, manayunk.com. We have an events page, landing page for that. And you can follow us on social media, either manayunk.com or manayunk.com.
Thank you both. I'm so looking forward to it. So much fun to be had, all for a wonderful cause and all for the cause of diversity and understanding and tolerance. That's what we love. Mark Jerd, owner of Manayunk Chambers, chairperson of Out and About in Manayunk, Caitlin Marsili. She is events coordinator for Manayunk Development Corporation. Thank you both for joining us today.
Oh, it's been a great pleasure, Lorraine. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Gay Bingo 2022-2023, the 26th season of AIDS Funds Gay Bingo is in effect, raising emergency funds for those living with HIV in the greater Philadelphia region and hosted by the most fabulous bingo verifying divas. This is one of the most funnest things that one can do on an evening, and all for a good cause. Joining us to tell us more about this delightful way to spend an evening for a cause is Rob Reichert, Executive Director of the AIDS Fund, and Tim Johnson, who is AIDS Fund Associate Director and also a BVD, a Bingo Verifying Diva, Stella Dara. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, I'll start with you, Rob. First of all, tell us about Gay Bingo. What, for those very few people who don't know what Gay Bingo is, please describe it to us.
Well, Gay Bingo is hard to describe. You have to experience it. So I encourage everybody to come out and experience Gay Bingo. But, you know, I think a lot of people think of bingo as a very boring game that their grandmothers played. And what we do is put a real big twist on that. We have our Bingo Verifying Divas, who are the stars of Gay Bingo, who entertain the audience. They open the show with a production number, and they verify all the bingo games. So they're out on the floor interacting with the audience. Unlike when you go to a traditional drag show, the drag queens are up on stage. Our Bingo Verifying Divas are right down in the audience interacting with the players all night long. And then, but we do have, they do an intermission show, which is always incredible and entertaining. They're so talented. It's bingo with a twist. We often call it a show because it's as much a show as it is a bingo game. It's a great evening.
It is a great evening, and I have been to a number of evenings of Gay Bingo, and it's just so much fun, and, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to get your girlfriends together or get a group of family members together to, I have celebrated my birthday at Gay Bingo. It is just an absolutely fabulous time. Now, Tim, you are also a BVD, and I wonder if you could tell us some of the themes that are coming up, because each Gay Bingo evening has a particular theme. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we choose a lot of different themes. We try to appeal to a wide audience because we want everybody to be able to have a good time. Some of them are sort of based on the season. Some of them could be based on movies that are coming out. So coming up on October 1st, we have I Put a Spell on You, Gay Bingo. The Sanderson Sisters are back. That's our Hocus Pocus theme. Later on in the season, we have, of course, we always do a holiday one. This year is Christmas Movie Marathon. Then later in the spring, we have BVD's Gone Wild, Met Gala, Starlets of the Silver Screen. There's just a little bit of something for everyone coming up.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun. Now, Rob, it's fun, but with it's party with a purpose. And I wonder if you can tell us where this money goes.
Our mission is to support the most vulnerable people living with HIV when a financial crisis could turn into a health crisis. So we do small micro grants, emergency grants, that keep people in housing because they may have fallen behind on their rent or utilities. A quarter of the grants we do actually help people to obtain safe and secure permanent housing. So they are either homeless, couch surfing, unsheltered, and they finally get to the top of the list, maybe for a subsidized housing unit, but they don't have that big chunk of money they need. It's actually oftentimes a small chunk of money they need, but to them, it's a huge amount of money to get into housing. And they'll be able to sustain themselves once they're in there, but they don't have that initial first and last month's rent and security deposit. And so we're there to help them get over that bump to get into safe, secure, permanent housing. And then the other 25% of the grants that we do are what you might consider more traditional health needs. It might be a walker or a cane or a hearing aid, glasses, possibly like a blood pressure cup, you know, so they can check their blood pressure. Those kinds of things that aren't covered by their insurance, but they really need to maintain their health.
Well, that's so important. And I love how innovative that approach is, because if you can't take care of your basic needs, then certainly you can't take care of taking the meds that you need in order to live and survive and thrive. Right. Now, Tim, where is Gay Bingo and what time does it happen?
Sure. So Gay Bingo is held at Congregation Rodef Shalom on 615 North Broad Street. It's just up Broad Street from Broad and Spring Garden. And there's a beautiful auditorium there. We play one game a month on a Saturday night from September through June. and the doors open at 6 p.m. and bingo starts at 7 p.m.
And Tim, I would like to close out by having you tell us that wonderful pledge that you do at every gay bingo. It just never ceases to give me goosebumps. So please share that with us.
Sure. So at the beginning of every bingo, we like to remind the players why they're there and why we're there and what we're raising money for, because sometimes people show up and they don't even realize that it's a fundraiser. They're just there for a good time, which is fine. We want those people to come too. But we remind everybody at the beginning what we're doing by doing the Gay Bingo Pledge. So we ask everyone to stand, you put your hand over your heart, raise your bingo dabber high in the air, and repeat after me. I solemnly swear that I am here to raise money for people living with AIDS and to stop this horrible epidemic. I further swear that bingo is just a stupid game, but I will keep on playing gay bingo until this crisis is over.
I love it, and I just never get tired of hearing that pledge, and hopefully someday we will be living in a world free of HIV and AIDS. But in the meantime, there is the AIDS Fund, and Rob, if people would like to get tickets, where do they go?
They can go to our website at AIDSFundPhilly.org. That's AIDSFundPhilly.org, and purchase their tickets right online.
Rob Reichert, Executive Director of the AIDS Fund Philadelphia, Associate Director Tim Johnson, who's also known as a bingo verifying diva, Stella Dora. Thank you both for joining us today. You can listen to all of today's interviews by going to our station website and typing in keyword community. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio app, keyword Lorraine with one R. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Lorraine Ballard. I'm Lorraine Ballard Morrill, and I stand for service to our community and media that empowers. What will you stand for? You've been listening to What's Going On. And thank you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.